Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Daikin and Astros Foundation donate $55,000 for HVAC upgrades at Harris County's Bayland Community Center. Daikin, in partnership with the Astros Foundation, has launched the inaugural Cooling Communities Program to provide HVAC upgrades where needed most in the greater Houston area. The first recipient, Bayland Community Center in Harris County Precinct 4, will receive $55,000 in upgrades to enhance comfort and accessibility. Through Daikin's advanced technology, the new system will provide energy-efficient indoor climate control. The Astros Foundation and Daikin are committed to giving back to the community by improving indoor environments. The Cooling Communities program aims to create safe and comfortable spaces for all Houstonians. Stay tuned for a youth sports clinic this fall at Daikin Park, the comfort zone of the Houston Astros. UGI set to begin system upgrades in Easton. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Easton on Wednesday, August 6. The system upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. The work will impact travel on North 13th Street between Bushkill Drive and Wood Avenue, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers, residents, and business owners may experience road closures, detours, and traffic delays. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact the company at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion at UGI.com. Weather and working conditions may impact the completion date, with final paving and restoration to occur at a later date. Quantica Infrastructure launches Big Sky Digital Infrastructure as its flagship development platform in Montana. Quantica Infrastructure, LLC, introduces Big Sky Digital Infrastructure, LLC, a 5,000-acre energy and digital infrastructure campus outside Billings, Montana. The initial projected capacity is 500 megawatts of new renewable power and battery energy storage, expandable to 1 gigawatt. Construction of the Big Sky campus is set to begin in 2026. Co-founder Damon Obi emphasizes the project's focus on creating opportunities for Montanans while staying true to values and heritage. The site will offer high-speed fiber and renewable energy, supporting the digital economy. BSDI aims to create construction jobs and permanent positions, boosting local economic development and workforce training.
Trilogy Metals Inc., NMA American, TMQ, is one to watch. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on NYSE American as TMQ and on TSX as TMQ, is a company to watch. With a 50% interest in the UKMP hosting two high-grade undeveloped copper deposits, the Arctic project boasts robust economics with an after-tax NPV of $1.1 billion. The adjacent Bornite project holds 6.5 billion pounds of inferred copper. Trilogy benefits from partnerships with South32, Nana Regional Corporation, and the state of Alaska. Operating in a top-tier mining jurisdiction, the company is led by an experienced executive team. Focused on advancing high-grade copper and critical mineral assets in Alaska, Trilogy is uniquely positioned for global electrification and energy transition. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Study compares whether EV battery reuse is better than recycling. A study comparing whether EV battery reuse is better than recycling has been conducted by a joint team of researchers. With battery electric vehicles, BEVs, becoming more common worldwide, these packs have an estimated lifespan of 10 to 20 years. Factors such as driving habits, battery chemistry, maintenance, and environmental conditions can affect this. It would be interesting to hear what EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ Binney, think about creating an ecosystem for handling used electric vehicle batteries.
Report finds that residential battery costs have dropped by 50% in Europe. A recent report by EUPD Research reveals that residential battery costs have decreased by more than 50% in Europe over the past 2 years. This significant drop in price is making clean energy more accessible for homeowners, reshaping the way people view energy independence and home power systems. As battery storage becomes more prevalent not only in Europe, but also in global markets, companies like PowerBank Corporation, UN, and CIEN FSE GY2 have a chance to take advantage of this trend.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.